right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth. Timeline Earth, only one dimension for you to meet your friends.
Scary as shit here, dude. Homeless crackheads are all over the fucking place, man. How do people live like this?
I'm pretty sure they rob people like you and me, dude.
Dude, don't tell me that. God damn it. Can't you ever just be comforting and empathetic for once in your life?
Yeah, sure, man. How's this for comfort?
Now that's what I'm talking about. Yes, I actually do feel better. Thanks for the words of encouragement, dude.
Oh shit, man. It's too dark to see the trail of broken glass and blood anymore. I'm gonna have to use my flashlight.
Nice, man. I forgot about your tactical foreskin flashlight. So you just, like, always keep it in there, or what?
Derek, we've been over this. You know I prefer the term intactical foreskin flashlight.
Wait, dude, shine the light over there. I think that's the place.
Yeah, it's gotta be it. Look at all the bird shit everywhere. He should have just called himself Turdarkus instead.
Dude, shut up. Listen, I think I can hear them.
This is what I was reading before. Their hearts were beating. They were nervous. Looking at this guy naked made everybody very upset.
Alright, let's fucking do this.
Why does he have a different penis?
Alright, let's go. Dude, why do you always have to fucking knock like a cop?
I don't know, man. I just think it's funny.
Hey, who is it?
It's Derek and Davey, dude. We're here for our $40 back.
$40? Hey, put $40. Oh, that $40. Dude, that has been atomized. Money is completely fake.
What the fuck does that mean?
Fiat money. I mean, really all money when you think about it. I mean, look at the value of gold. What do you think that's backed by? I mean, when you think about it, it's just backed by faith in the value like any other fiat money you could have out there. And like anything else at the end of the day,
I fucking knew it. They use it to buy more crack.
Crack cocaine. I mean,
yeah, and now what are we supposed to do? We came all the way fucking out here.
Photographic magazines, just like the different culture to culture. It doesn't really have any intrinsic value except for anything but drugs, of course. So why would anyone even have some stupid $40?
Okay. God damn it. If you don't have the money, we'll just take the rest of your crack and just call it even, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, hey guys, fine. We'll let you in, but only under one condition. You have to smoke all of the $40 worth of crack with us all at once.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude? No.
Derek, fuck. Let's just do it, man.
Exactly, Davey. There you go. That's the spirit. Here, take one.
All right. Fuck it. Hand it over.
Yeah, and there you go. Now, Derek, you. Man, I gotta say, you guys were pretty high-strung when you got in here. I mean, I heard the knock on the door. I thought you guys were cops or something, and things were gonna get really ugly really quickly, but it's great to see that it's just a couple of our business partners. Here, come on in. Living room's over there. And don't sit on the dark spot. I have no idea what that is. Okay. Hello, gentlemen. Take your seats.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy.
Dude, I don't know if I want to sit anywhere here.
You liking
it? It's much more cozy than it looks.
It is.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
You're sitting kind of like where I usually sit.
Scoot a little bit.
Oh, yeah, this is where you sit?
There, yeah, let him in.
A little bit over.
Yeah.
Nice, man. You got the best chair in the house.
Yeah, that's where you could tell by the burn marks.
This is where the magic happens, baby.
The shit stains, the blood, all kinds of stuff we got going on.
I have that problem, too.
So, what are you doing? Hey, Davey, put the piece away. What's going on? Take it easy.
Yeah. Why are you guys knocking on the door over here? What's going on here?
I mean, you know, we had to show up. We've been looking for you guys forever. I mean, we finally figured out where you live. That hard. You know, just following the trails of human excrement up to the door, really, is all it took.
Piss poor OPSEC on my part. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was probably mostly due to Aaron. But that's a good tip because I get lost when I leave. Quite a bit, so
yeah, he does.
Keep that
sure
in mind.
I gotta call him.
Yeah,
get him back.
Well, now you can find your way home.
Yeah. So,
it's
welcome.
Like leaving grains of rice, but it's out of your ass.
Welcome to our beautiful loft apartment, in the Bronx. Really glad to have you here.
Glad to be here, man.
What the hell is the name of your show now? What is going on with you? What's up? What's the name of the show now?
Yeah, we had to rebrand again, man. The whole Friends Against Government thing wasn't really working out.
Uh-huh.
No. Yeah, we lost a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
I know how that feels.
Pretty surprising.
Yeah, a lot of listeners. A lot of assets.
Did you like the studio, at least, that we left you?
Oh, the burning studio full of shit?
Oh, yeah. We finished the job. That's kaput.
Oh, maybe we can collect insurance.
With the burning studio, we burned the rest of the Fadcast brand to the ground. It's gone.
What about Felicia?
Leveled.
Did Felicia make it?
What about our assistant, Felicia? Yeah.
Oh, the midget?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, she's
we had to choke her out.
I mean, dressed like that, she was asking for it, you know?
Yeah, she deserves it. You're right. She's a little bit wily.
She's done? She's kaput? Well, that's certainly upsetting. That's some upsetting news from our past.
I think the site of that studio is just cursed with revolutionary spirit. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, Felicia, if you're listening, if you made it...
R.I.P.
You know, R.I.P.? Yeah, right. If you made it, R.I.P., Felicia.
I'm pretty sure she's dead. Midgets don't live long, do they?
I don't know. Do they?
No, I think you're thinking of Down syndrome, guys.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't. That would be difficult to have as an assistant.
They live full and happy lives.
Yeah, yes.
Who, women?
Who, women? Yeah, Aaron, who, women? That's right.
Women do live long and happy lives.
Longer than me.
As long as there's a man around.
No.
Hell yeah, dude.
So we've set our stake on the episode today. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on the beautiful, wonderful show. Timeline Earth here. Libertarian Friendship Simulator. Is that what you're going with now?
Yeah, that's what we're going with.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah, we have our own simulator.
I like it.
Cool.
Yep, we got it. Yep, we got it from India.
Did you simulate a fresh $40 in your pocket? Hey, problem solved.
Yes, we did, as a matter of fact. We could simulate whatever we want.
Problem solved.
That's sort of the magic of the thing, you know?
Cool. Yeah, man, that sounds like how you could solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, we picked up a few tricks. By the way, are we allowed to say on your podcast?
Well, yes. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, you can say it. It doesn't mean it'll make it in post.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You can say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but yeah, Birdo runs a tight ship over there.
Tight ship.
I would be shocked if
Very fascistic. Very fascistic.
Squeeze through the cracks.
Tight slave ship.
Surgically editing out all the bad stuff. That's good.
Man, I really like some. There's been episodes that we've recorded for an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes, that after editing have been like a solid hour 15, just because I try to really keep Aaron on a tight leash.
Yes,
and it's Yeah, and really, like, it's really difficult. And here's the thing. It's like people who get, like, upset when you see guys going out hunting and shooting animals, and then you go, like, okay, but they spent, like, 3 or 4 days tracking that thing down, and, like, it was a fair fight. Like, it's fine. Like, that thing should have run away. With editing with Aaron, it's the same sort of relationship where he'll slip an N in, and I'll have to remember where it is, and then I'll have to change it or add a moose sound effect over it. And then he'll slip another one in.
That's why I try to do it in a transition so he can't get me.
Yeah, it's cat and mouse.
He does that. Like, he will go, like, in the middle of a hen. Like, he'll just cough it out. And it makes it really difficult to edit. It's really difficult.
Because then you have no context.
Yep, exactly. Right. He's done it before.
Why not just lean into it?
It's
very freeing. Well,
2021 is the year where we get canceled, so I'm sure that probably this year will be when we start to lean into it. So.
We had an entire episode about that word. So
the whole word and the history of it.
And we haven't got canceled yet.
You guys might be beyond cancellation.
It was by accident.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we accidentally had that discussion.
You accidentally had the whole episode?
We had a drunken Irishman come on the show.
Are you trying to get me to defect?
You literally just did. You just forgot that your phone was recording, and it was just a conversation you guys were
regular conversation. Yeah.
No. I say it in public, sir, not in the privacy of my own home.
I'm not a coward.
It was recording while you guys were walking around a Walgreens.
I would never use that word in private conversation.
No, I have a decency.
I'm a decent person.
Exactly. That is for public only.
Yeah. Me and my friend had a conversation about Rudy Giuliani, and I wanted to record it because we wrote a letter to Rudy Giuliani, and we mailed it to him, and I recorded the conversation, and then I listened back to it because I wanted to edit it, and it was you'd have 4 minutes of context if I edited the whole thing. So I'm like, we were spitting out all kinds of stuff, so it was great. So I'm thinking this year is the year where I just won't edit it out anymore. Maybe we'll do an episode one day where we all get really drunk and I swear, no editing, and we'll see what happens.
Hell, that sounds great.
That would be good for getting canceled.
Oh, man, where you say the N-word?
You want to start now?
Bert gets really drunk and he's the one that says it?
No, I definitely don't want to start. I definitely don't want to start with two professionals here. No. No, actually, three. Let's be honest.
Don't you have your pass? You don't have your pass, do you? You haven't gotten
that
yet.
No, I might be extremely Northern African, but I still don't have the pass.
Should have voted for Biden, man.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. It seems like whether or not we voted for Biden, it wouldn't have made a difference anyway. So it doesn't.
Yeah, that certainly
really
seems
matter.
To be the case, right? Yeah.
In the pass or in the state of affairs?
At this moment.
Yes.
At this very moment in time on this beautiful Wednesday we're recording. We didn't get to talk about the. Dude, I was
What's
pissed.
That?
I have to say, because we release on Wednesdays, and the 6th was a Wednesday.
Yeah, that
was
a real
pissed,
boner.
Dude, I was really pissed, yeah. So
yeah, dude.
I wanted to do a whole skit where we were at it, you know, like bricks were being thrown at us.
So you're trying to rip us off.
Wow.
Oh, did you guys do that?
What a copycat.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, hold on.
Just being blatant and in the open air about it.
Stay in your fucking crack house, buddy.
Your simulator
what if we just
ripped
took,
us
what
off.
What if we just took their studio and their new podcast name? It was like a whole new brand. Like, Timeline Earth.
I would like
to
borrow the studio.
Friendship simulator.
Man, that would be pretty good if we like resurrected, if we got Kyle to do a new Burning Book.
Oh my God.
Yes, really.
Just moosing our way around the libertarian movement. Just a hijacking podcast.
Whenever we did that, like all of our listeners were just like, all right, who's the next podcast that we're going to copy now?
You did it, Derek. You decided to do it and then asked permission, which I don't care. But what was annoying about that was that you did it.
That's the moose mindset.
Yeah, it sure was. And I got dozens of DMs like, what's going on with Burning Boots? Like, you know what's happening? And at first I was like, I don't really know, man. I don't know what to do, but like, and I knew I was just trying to be like, I don't know, man. I tried to confuse them the way you confused me.
Residual moosing.
And then and then it led up to this, and now you're not even the Fancast anymore because I guess our branding wasn't strong enough. Sorry about that.
Really wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who made your art. I don't know, somebody's like finger painting.
So bad. Dude, when I look back at that art,
drunk and
someone
high.
Said it.
It's not paint.
Somebody said it on the show once and they were like, your artwork is from a different era of this show. Like,
Dude, that's all I could find. Your artwork is like totally gone and you never sent it to me. You never sent me any updated
you to
stuff.
Really
I had no access to it.
I really wanted to
have Bert, do you remember when you did a 180 heel turn on doing art like very early on? Like, you did like the artwork for the cover. And then I was like, hey man, do you think you could whip me up like an avatar or something like that? And you're like,
not a chance.
Two months later, he's like, no, I don't really do art.
Doing
I was
art
like,
again.
You did the fucking cover of the podcast.
And now I'm doing art all the time, and it's because I'm trying to come up with merchandise ideas and shit. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty incredible.
No, I didn't want to get involved.
Oh, so you're an artist?
No.
Yeah, it depends on what day you ask him, apparently, you know.
Yeah, really.
More like a partial artist then.
Yeah, I don't do art.
Yeah, the substances involved, the day of the, yeah, it's you got to catch me on the right day. But, you know, now that we can make money off of my hard work, absolutely, let's get it done. Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you two's opinion on something? Because I can't
trust
you.
Oh, dude, please, absolutely.
You've been in the Bronx for a few weeks. What do you think, you two's?
We give unsolicited opinions all the time, so go ahead.
So, for my solo podcast, what I want to do for the format is like 15-minute little segments on just topics, and I never want to have guests.
Okay, so you're just going to Bill Burr? You're just going to fucking talk for long? For like an hour?
Yeah, just... I mean... No, yeah, maybe like an hour in total, but like maybe split it up between like four topics. What I want to do is take you to the corners of Boys
Town. The J-word.
All right? So like in the Upper East Side, like that's where I'll get into like some Marxist-Leninist shit. And then I'll swing by like, you know, the Main Street section that's located in like the lower south side.
Yeah, sit on a bench, talk to a homeless person.
That's where you find like all the pedophiles.
Yeah, there you go.
You know,
so you're just going
the,
on like a car ride
Fortune 500 companies with slaves.
Car, doesn't this sound like a great show? The N-word and pedophiles for 15 minutes each.
Sounds perfect. Sounds like it's really going to do a lot to accelerate our brand.
You see what I'm doing with it, though?
Yeah, I do. I think it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm using the geography of the political compass to take you around Boys Town and just talk about like topics.
So are you gonna like be giving
the feeling
your,
that well, I get the feeling that I get the feeling that our podcast is a lot like gonna be like two of us in one side of the canoe and two of us in the other side of the canoe and we're both paddling in opposite directions and we're
this
just
is why we brought
pause. Nowhere
until the canoe rips.
You're just like literally going behind him with like a pail and a shovel and shoveling up all the shit that he leaves behind. Did your podcast has to step through.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I had people volunteer. Yeah, so they found out Michelin Man, once again, shout out to you. He was like, what are you guys going to do if there's a fifth Friday every so often? And I stuttered and I pressed different buttons on my keyboard and I said, I don't really know. Maybe we'll just kind of let people have our show for that day. So
yeah, we're gonna get real weird with that.
We're very quickly bringing a lot of people on, including some people I have to speak with you after the show about. Everybody wants in on the Timeline Earth experience, and I love it. And
none of them will have it.
It'd be weird.
Except for you. Send them fake invite. We send them invites, and then just rescind the invite day of.
Oh man! And
they do a bunch
episode.
Of prep.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Recording bits
with
that will never
real
see the light of day.
Just laughing.
Oh man! What? That'd yeah. Well, how about we do one like we get like Jay on, or we get like Cotton on, and then like day of, we're like, sorry, bro, we're gonna cut this from you. I don't think we can do it. And then we do a whole episode where we shit all over them.
Damn,
that
sounds
yeah, that
like,
sounds
that
a lot
revolution.
Like a project. We're not. Don't talk about that, Davey. That's top secret. It's top secret.
It's already out there.
Oh, right.
It's in the ether.
That is top secret. I know what you're talking about.
Dude,
right,
we're so high on crack, we're just gonna forget about it. Just talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Thanks for smoking that,
oh,
by the way. We
of
really
that,
need to kill
any
that
whiskey
out.
Or just crack?
It's good to know you're not cops.
Whiskey costs money. A lot of money.
Yeah,
more and besides
also
the crack.
Yeah,
money.
I always imagine
so
that crack costs
yeah.
like nothing. Okay. Isn't that its whole thing? Is that it's like super, super
yeah.
cheap?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's find out right now. I think I did the math on this when we looked into like Hunter Biden's crack prices. Let's hold on. Crack prices in the Bronx. Let's take a look.
This
let's,
dude
let's,
is really just going to Google.
It's like 15 bucks a gram.
How do you even have internet in this crack house?
Well, I got my.
We
got
use
a
somebody else's Wi-Fi. Somebody has
yeah.
a Wi-Fi around here.
Gotcha.
Somebody's
they have
got
a little
some
guy
Wi-Fi.
That runs
I do
back
have
and
a MacBook
from the
that
house
didn't bring
the
fire.
Internet
from the little
yeah.
fucking hot shop down the road.
Another we're bucket of internet,
Felicia.
Please. We'll yell out.
I can't get
across.
A crack price. Cocaine costing $1,200 can yield $4,000 worth of crack. So that's not math, but yes, it's not as expensive. About three times less expensive.
I heard it goes so,
yeah, it's great.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. We got people in the building who just kind of put it together for us. And I love. There's a lot of people who live in this this place. You know, I'm surprised you got in through the front door, frankly.
I mean, people just let you in when you have an AK.
Yeah. Is that what you run? Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, Davey
well,
has it.
Put that down.
No, you guys are like bright white.
Yeah, right?
Really,
yeah.
You're
literally glowing, yeah.
Really hard.
Yeah, literally. Davey has more yes. guns than anyone I think I know in my life.
Yeah, I heard you were a gun enthusiast, Davey. Tell me a little yep. about that. What's going on? Like, what,
I probably
what are you
have more
packing?
AKs than... Do you just have a lot of AKs? That's all.
That's it? Just one gun? Yeah. You're really into one specific firearm?
Mainly, yeah. Actually, just mainly communist guns.
Kind of like us with
see,
crack.
Like, normally whenever an autist gets into something, Davey,
really
they're
lean
into, like,
into the one
all
thing.
Kinds of different trains. They can name all kinds of models. But they do have just that, they have like a favorite, the beast, you know, one
yeah.
that garners mm. respect. And for Davey, that's the AK.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
What do you think
I
of
like
the
it.
Yugo SKSs?
I mean, sure. I mean, they're SKSs. They're
for $300, I mean, fuck
yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Dude, pick that motherfucker up.
$300 for something that can kill people? That's awesome. That's probably really cheap.
How
like,
much is what's that compared to the price
is,
of fentanyl?
That's really inexpensive.
That's almost as
dude,
cheap as
you
crack.
You can buy two of those for what you got with your stimulus.
Yeah, well, not my stimmy. Well, we'll be getting to 2,000 soon. So, what are you gonna what are you gonna buy with your 2,000?
I haven't even got my 600. So, who fucking knows?
Oh shit! You don't file taxes. I'll delete that. Never mind. I just glued a little there. Hospitalization rates for crack. I found that overdose deaths 46% involving cocaine, only 28% involving crack. Hey,
that's safer. It's healthy.
I mean,
yeah.
I will say, crack's not that bad. Coke is kind of better. But crack's not that
Don't they
bad.
Usually put like baking
what,
soda
experience?
In? Like brush your teeth with it or something,
yeah.
maybe.
I mean,
just get a little, that's what you freebase. A little toots magoots before you go to bed.
Have you guys not ever bad. Done cocaine or is it just crack?
Beep. I mean, I've
Well, let me tell you, we did an episode on coke once. It ruled.
Did you? How did that go?
I've been
thinking
awesome.
I've been thinking about
it. Wasn't it
was our first time ever doing it, too.
Hmm. Yeah.
Why?
Were you just like ripping butts the whole time?
Ripping butts.
Do what?
Wow. No, we don't do that stuff.
What does that mean?
That's too bad. We're not that cool.
You guys are ripping butts?
Yeah. Relax. I draw the line of cigarettes.
Relax.
Illicit drugs, I mean.
So hold on. I've been thinking about for my show, my first one just dropped, so I got a little while to think about this, but I've been thinking about also incorporating, like doing a substance and recording at the same time. So I'm glad you guys paved the way
dude.
For me.
Pretty soon we're going to do that with mushrooms, I think.
Yep, shrooms and LSD as well.
Have you ever done? I've recorded on a 1,200 milligram edible, which
Holy
is not mushroom
shit,
still,
dude.
But that's
a fuckload to me.
That's one a lot. And I promise, neither of my co-hosts can tell you which episode it was because I fucking nailed it.
Really?
I nailed it. Nobody knew, dude, and I was high up.
I have one guess.
Yeah, take a guess.
I have one guess because I was like trying to keep it together the entire episode.
Okay,
was the Halloween episode with Pete?
Oh my god, that's it!
Wait, so Pete was actually did he
what
know?
The fuck? How did you? Well, okay, I guess I'm not as good.
Well,
as
I knew you. I knew you were high. I knew you were high. I think I might have been too.
Yeah, I
was like,
I think
literally
I
was like
I
gripping
edibles,
the
and then
desk.
You said you did too.
No,
you keep
no.
that a secret. You did nail
no,
it, though.
Not a 12.
You did. You did nail it. Milligrams. You stuck the landing for sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
wow.
But I mean,
Jesus.
It was
we were
so
both on
fucking
edibles.
Funny.
I can't believe that you just nailed
when
it like that. And I've been walking around with my chin up, going, "They'll never fucking know which one it was." God,
like everybody's
you know
like,
is?
"Yeah, dude, you were high as shit."
We've had too many instances where you and I have been on the phone at like 1 o'clock and been like passing it around. Damn! Wow, my spot just got blown up. I've been like
dude,
pretty.
The part where you were breaking down the online the YouTube video of the guys talking about the
exactly
fucking whatever civilization
with his dog
fuck.
Like dead was, on the couch.
Dude,
what's funny
I was
is,
dying.
What's funny is I've done. And I don't, you know, they say 1,200 milligrams. It could have been 600.
That's,
who knows?
That's insane.
Dude, no,
I mean,
that's
an insane
a lot.
Either
number.
Way.
That's like,
well,
not a real thing.
Like, after a point, though, you just don't even notice anymore. And you just, like, become one with
maybe,
the universe.
Yeah, like a
you
plateau.
Just find acid.
Well, okay, so a few disclaimers. I ate beforehand, so it probably didn't hit me as hard.
I ate.
Did you say it didn't
like,
get you as hard?
Sorry, just keep going.
It probably didn't get me as hard. Well, I'll tell you why. Okay, you gotta let me finish.
I usually do like.
Can you get hard on that many milligrams of weed?
No, okay.
I typically do
so
5
many...
milligrams, and Bert is over here. Well, yeah,
amazing.
I do 1,200 milligrams, but I ate before.
Okay,
it's like
right.
shamanistic levels,
okay,
dude.
On. Like, all right, there's like eight. All right, there's like eight different trains of thought going on right now. Hold on,
yeah.
I have to clarify some things. So for 1,200, it probably wasn't 1,200. It could have been 1,800, 600. I don't know. Second thing is, I smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
Three times a day. No, sorry. I say three times a day like it's eating. Probably consistently throughout the day.
You fucking degenerate fuck.
How are you
in
doing
a vape,
intermittent
in a vape.
Fasting while doing that?
Oh, I'm a god. Dude, all right, stop with the tangents. Hold on. Jesus.
Okay, sorry.
Because I've gotten drunk on intermittent fasting, too, and it's amazing. It's the best shit ever.
Okay.
So it probably wasn't as high as it sounds, just because there's no way it was. But anyway, I've also been higher on shows we've recorded than that moment. Way higher sometimes. You know, weed is weird, dude. You could be having panic attacks and the next day it doesn't do anything. And now the final thing is for the year of 2021, at least as long as I can, I haven't smoked weed really yet and I'm not planning on it. So we're going to see how long I can go. Yeah, I'm kind of done with it. I'm a little bored of it this year. It doesn't work. And as you can imagine, it doesn't do much anymore.
Yeah, I mean.
And recently I was like, I'm thinking about just kind of exclusively doing mushrooms. And that's when I was like,
you
need to kind of
Bro, have you ever tried
stop.
Doing like microdoses of any
Yeah, yeah, but I wouldn't be microdosing, my friend.
You're literally going to fucking trip all the time.
Track trip.
I go hard, dude.
Dude, let me tell you this.
There's this band, this psychedelic band I'm really into called Osric Tentacles. And the lead guitarist and musician, his name is Ed Wine. He literally takes LSD every day, all day long. Dude is married, too. He lives in a fucking hippie commune. He's a beast on guitar. Like, he's
microdosing it, or is he straight up taking like full?
I don't know how he takes it, but he was in every interview that he's in. Like, people always ask him, like, "Are you tripping right now?" Of course. You know what I mean? He's wild though, dude.
Yeah. Wow. It's at some point you just stop feeling it and it starts to become reality. And what I've noticed is since not using it for at the time of recording, it would be 13 days in the new year. I'm recording 13 days. I have not missed it. I'm hopefully by 2022 I'll get back. Because I'm not doing this for a reason. I just want to get my tolerance killed, just to do it again. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Your tolerance. Yep.
Round and round we go, baby. The carousel like up and down, round and round.
Well, this is Davey. This is something that you wanted to segue into was since I lost the weight, that's probably the case. But when I was 230 pounds, dude, when I was 235 pounds, I was a buffalo. There's not a fucking thing that could have stopped me, dude. That was really like around the time that I probably, Carl, you're talking, I can't remember which year of Halloween that was. I just know it was exactly that clip. Was
Bird, that did you just 2018?
Hijack
the
no,
segue? You really fucking
No, yeah, I'll get back into it. All right, fine. You know,
He's got to come close to segueing a few times.
What
and then
that?
Just.
I just sat here
right,
in
go
disbelief.
For it. Go for it. I'll mute it out. Go on. Go for it. Say it. Just say it.
Say the word.
Cut the feed now.
No, nobody. We didn't hear it. You got to do it again. Say it again. You got to do it again.
I said bird.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. Yes. Now, at least I know where it is. Yes.
Oh, I know thank where God it is. Broke that seal.
Hell yeah.
Well,
Jesus.
You're going to be hearing a lot of beep, beep, woo, a lot of those noises. Yeah.
It's all right. It'll make it into our show.
Yeah. Well, if you put it in your show, I don't care. That's fine.
The secondary recording.
Oh, man.
We're not deep inside here.
Unredacted cut or whatever.
Yeah. Dude, what if we were like, what if one day, like, I was sitting on, like, a trove of episodes of exclusively us using the N-word, and I was like...
See, the thing is, Davey doesn't give a shit about what has to be edited in an episode, so he'll probably just throw out the N-word all day long. It's not going to be him that's editing it. Oh, it'll be in ours. That's fine.
The N-word should be limited to our Patreon subscribers, to be honest.
I'm okay with that.
That's a tier.
I'm not putting it on
the top tier gets to hear the N-word.
You can't be blasting N's on the clear net. Listen,
it's
that's
a fun
just
word.
How it is. It's not fun. It's just violent.
It's
just a powerful
word.
Dude,
it's fun.
Dude, my girlfriend used it like literally an hour ago.
Point being, you can use it on your show. I don't give a shit. Anyway, go ahead. Segue yourself, baby.
Yeah. Segue yourself.
Since
you
want to
put in the work.
There's nothing to segue.
Bird with two. Bird with two fake segues and then a terms and conditions segment.
Just segue yourself.
Davey, just pull it out of your ass.
Instead of
teaching
about me hijacking it, just segue. Just go. Ask
Ride
the question.
Segue.
Go for it.
I don't even know what to ask. How'd you stop becoming a fat ass?
I just stopped. See, this is the thing. All right, so I did a thing on Twitter where I detailed all the what's and who's of what I did, but I didn't go into why I did it. I just did it because I wanted to be cute and thin. That's it.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's it. It's that easy.
Hell yeah.
Just make, one day I looked at myself in the mirror and I, no, not yet, but we'll see how the prospects go.
We'll see.
One day I just decided I was too fat, and I lost weight. It's that easy. That was the one thing that like people are like, "What motivated you to do it?"
I don't want to be a fat guy anymore. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know. I hated myself.
Dude,
I
know how it is,
man.
I got up to 235 at one point, and I'm about 6 foot. I got to be a
you're
big
taller
boy,
than me,
man.
No? Yeah, you're way taller than me, dude. I'm 5'6". I'm a manly. 235.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it just comes down to you don't eat like a fat ass, and you won't be a fat ass, really.
That's it. That's what
I used to look like
Squidward, and of course
like that time he ate all the Krabby Patties, and he's just like fucking like, it just like all went downward.
That one's out. That's going to go out to the listeners right there. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. They'll get it.
So
get
I'm
it.
Turning 33 soon, and I can
tell you that
your metabolism only gets worse.
Yeah,
so
no,
it's
so I'm glad
you're
I did
doing
it now.
This now.
I'm glad I did it now.
Wait, how close to death are you?
Yeah, exactly. Like, close to death?
God, my entire life, I was like a 135-pound twink. And then I just ballooned once I got a desk job and I was sitting down every day and had a sedentary lifestyle. You're
stuffing burgers into your mouth and what do you think did it? Because I'll tell you what did it for me. It was Burger King.
For me it was Taco Bell. I think it was Taco Bell and beer. It was just like cutting out fast food and
Taco Bell specifically
that helped me get back.
Dude, beer is a motherfucker on that shit.
I had Taco Bell once in my whole life.
Are you
one time in my whole life?
Yeah. Shut your fucking mouth, dude. You really don't believe that, do you?
I will say that the Baja Blast
it tastes like diarrhea. That's not their product, though.
The Baja Blast.
It is their product.
The Baja Blast, dude.
No, that's made by fucking Sprite or whoever makes that. It's not a Taco Bell.
On his way to a new marketing job. The Baja Blast is all right.
The Baja Booty Blast.
You don't like the Taco Bell Chalupas?
Dude, everybody goes, you don't like the, I didn't just say it, fucking all sucks.
Do you guys remember,
it's garbage, all of it.
A long time ago how, there was this myth that Baja Blast specifically, but what was it, Mountain Dew lowered people's sperm count and made you, more infertile?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was that ever true? Did anything ever come of that? I remember Mountain Dew into the American public to castrate us? That's the chemical castration?
Well, it ain't working.
The red food dyed. Everybody would say that it made your wiener small.
Really?
I don't remember that. That was a rumor back to that one.
It's all that red food dye.
Speaking of which, I barely noted this in my little write up of how I lost weight. But gentlemen, the one thing to convince you to lose weight if you're too fat is that you will gain inches.
Also,
on your
shave
penis.
Your pubes.
And I can testify to that. I can testify. Well, do that too, obviously, but everybody can do that and it takes no effort. If you lose 60 pounds,
not eating is literally not effort. So just stop stuffing your face.
I wish I could agree with you there. That shit sucked. Dude, that was the worst.
Let me share my weight loss experience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cigarettes, meth.
No. Well,
her meth is, but crack is very beneficial too.
Well,
yeah, it
sure
is.
I was about 230 as well. I was
really
about to fail my way in the Navy and possibly lose my teaching job because they don't want fat fucks teaching kids straight out of boot camp. So what I did was I cut out all sugar and just ate rice and chicken exclusively.
Oh, nice, dude.
And I ended up dropping down to 175. I looked like I was fucking straight out of Auschwitz.
Eating rice and chicken, walking around, strutting around with a conical rice hat, fucking telling people how to live, baby.
You got a big ass head, right, Aaron?
Yeah, I do have
a big
ass
head. Man, that would be weird seeing you. What are you at right now, 2?
Yeah, I usually hover around 200, 210.
210, that's good. That's good. Yeah, you going down to 170 would be weird.
What you were saying about your dick growing, that shit is real.
Yeah,
100%
true.
My hog grew an inch and a half.
2 inches.
Hold on.
For anybody who's listening, and for me,
who has not gained and lost,
no, you have an incredible metabolism and you're in great shape.
I have been 170 pounds since I got out of high school.
170.
Yeah,
he's a lean meat.
I have a twink.
I'm not even super thin.
Oh, no.
I'm not.
You're working out now, right? You're built now.
You're not
you're
a bear.
Up.
Well, I'm also not super
you're
thin.
An otter?
Like
you're
I'm
an otter.
I'm
now?
Germanic. I got the Germanic kind of stout,
pot belly, sunken eyes.
Yeah. But are you saying that your dick actually gets bigger if you lose weight?
Well, yes, because you
it's
have
not that it
literally
gets bigger,
you
got
a bunch
of fat
around your
fat
dick.
Around that
hold on,
goes
I'm
away.
Gonna. I was gonna say I'm gonna hit him with a word. You ever heard of a fupa?
Yes,
that sounded like a Mario.
Yeah, your fupa
sound
recedes.
Effect.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that the actual physical length of the member was not increasing.
Hey, no, look, the member's physical length doesn't increase, but the perception of the member's size increases.
Okay.
When you start working out and you start eating good, especially leafy green vegetables, your dick gets more vascular, so you hang heavier.
That's true.
That
too.
Is also true.
You really want to be encouraging vascularity in your dong. We'll say for this round, dong.
Or just in your body,
in your dong.
And it happens to affect your dong too.
Your dong, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. But dude, I'm glad we had that conversation.
I used to send like fucking at least 10 dick pics a day.
Oh, dude, they've been flying around. Saying,
yeah.
Yeah.
They're flying.
No, I'm like pushing 215. I'm like, you know.
Maybe not.
I gotta get my beach body.
Yeah, you gotta get my back. Beach girth. You gotta get it back.
I gotta get my dick pic.
Never
body.
Send the balls in the dick pic, though. Big no-no. Women don't want to see the balls in the dick pic. Just shit.
No.
Yeah, you put it through the boxers, man.
Yeah, there you go.
No, you have to listen. That's the mark of a coward. You send those balls.
No, you don't send the balls.
No,
you need to lie as much as possible. I don't even have balls. Balls. I don't even have those disgusting things that you hate and don't want to smell or touch.
No, they're great, dude.
Dude, it's the worst.
I got mine clipped, so fuck
you. You got your balls clipped off?
Man.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you did.
What do you mean?
They're still there. I just got them clipped, so I don't fucking knock anyone up.
I can neither confirm nor deny that, so.
Nice. Do you feel like you have, when you got that procedure done, did you lose testosterone? Do you feel like you lost any testosterone or anything like that? Or
nope.
Like, what's the deal there? Oh, cool.
No. Dude, the only difference
is. That might be, I'll look into that.
Listen, dude, the only difference is you have worry-free coming.
Dude, wonderful. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that.
Sounds enhancing.
Yeah, it
rocks.
So
what happens if I sploot into a jar and they save it? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah, you can get it saved easily. And actually, you can have it reverse if you really want to.
Put that shit on ice.
But, you know.
Dude, that just seems like it wouldn't work to me.
You can have it reverse?
I would never get snipped. I'd make her do it.
Ooh. Yeah. But here's the thing.
Dude,
what if you're
every
not with the
woman
same
in
chick?
The audience just turned it off?
Yeah. See
if
you
they
later.
Hadn't already.
Follower count holding steady.
Not only are you not
dude,
getting
that
dick
is,
pics, but
that is. I know that Davey's not going to say this, so I'm going to say it for him. One of the funniest things Davey ever told me was that whenever he has a woman over, a ladybird over to his house, he forces her. He keeps a shaving. What is it called? A razor blade in his bathroom so that she will shave her cunt before they can have sex.
Wow.
Period.
Yeah.
Wow. Not even like ladyscape it?
No.
Completely bald.
Like no landing strip,
like,
no fucking
like a, like
triangle,
bear?
Nothing.
No.
Bear?
Hairless.
Wow.
Huh. Wow. I don't like that, to be honest.
Shit,
it's yeah, not
bald,
no,
dude.
No
I like
judgment.
It only because you're asserting dominance.
Yeah, no judgment, but I prefer a...
Davey, has anyone ever denied...
Very, if you know what I mean.
Like, that you do that, no?
Nope, never.
It's probably something they want to do anyways, and they just didn't
think
they'd get that far.
Yeah, they
then,
just let it
you know.
Let themselves go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Favor.
I was gonna say, in fact, they're probably like, "Man, I'm glad he's got a razor here because I forgot to shave." That's actually most of the reaction, to be honest.
And it's the same razor, right? You just tell him it's new.
No, dude.
You just put it in the packaging. You have like a little air.
If it's the same razor, you should be jailed.
Yeah, you have like a little vacuum sealer just to seal it.
You have like a little. You have like a sign in, sign out sheet like they have at fancy Airbnbs. Like,
so what do you do, David? Do you like
that?
At first, I thought that story was reviews.
Ratings.
Yeah, I need a picture of your driver's license. I need your phone number. It's like you're running a parlor, but a sex parlor.
Yeah.
Oh boy, this is
that's great.
Speaking of parlor,
speaking of parlor,
no,
yeah.
Boy, look
speaking
at that.
Speaking of that glowing federal app,
I mean, I'm sure that all of our listeners have already like gotten the gist of what's going on, but
signed out of their parlor accounts,
So, parlor, and I'm fairly certain it's not going to affect any of our listeners because, as much as I hate to admit it, they're probably above average intelligence.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Dude.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it's really
as far as like
listeners
that goes.
Right,
dude,
guys,
if you weren't I doubt yeah, exactly. The whole thing was very glowy, wasn't it? The whole parlor thing.
Dude, they used a trial of WordPress in order to get there. Do you know this?
Yes.
This is the thing I found out.
Didn't they rent servers from Amazon?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was from AWS.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
Like what the
basically,
fuck?
If you were to like give me instructions to how to make a glow in the dark social media service, I don't think I could cobble together.
Dude, why do I need to give my phone number to shitpost?
Yeah.
Like, who is going to go on Parler?
Yeah, that's so weird.
Well, that's
so weird.
You can go around that. Like, I gave him a fucking Google Voice number that's just for that.
See, but I heard reports
so,
that
like,
Google Voice
whatever.
Numbers didn't work. I wonder if they turned on some filter eventually. Did you get in early or something, or is that just completely fake?
It was probably like. Middle of last year.
Okay, that's kind of early.
Oh, so really
2020.
Early. Yeah.
So what did they steal from you, Aaron? They got your...
Nothing yet. I mean, I haven't checked my Proton mail in a while. So, like, that's what I go through that Google Voice, like, the throwaway
but
number.
Dude,
It's connected to my proton.
This is the large. It has to be the largest doxing event of our lifetime, right?
It's probably the largest intense one, like where you're. You have like state ID.
Sensitive documentation.
Because
like,
there's been huge doxing events, but they're not like always. Yeah, it's the documentation and the.
Well, let's break down what happened. I guess I don't because this just happened today. I think right, the actual hack itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it actually happened two days ago.
Oh, it was 2 days ago?
Or yesterday or something. Yeah, two, three days ago even. Yeah.
Yeah, don't break kayfabe.
Yeah, we don't do that here. Carr, you know about it, right? Because all I know is that they use WordPress, and I was going to message you and be like, hey, man, maybe don't use WordPress.
fuck? So basically what happened was... and there's actually a couple more, like, possibly nefarious elements that have been... that we've been talking about a little bit in like in some chats and stuff like that. But basically what happened was somebody exploited some plugin for WordPress. The whole site was apparently built on WordPress. And
Twilio,
I'm an idiot, so I don't really know what that means,
like that,
except
I think
we know what WordPress is. Yeah. So there's WordPress has various plugins to enable various functionalities. And somebody realized that there was an exploit where they could create admin accounts through one of these things. And by doing so, they could create a bunch of admin accounts, and those admin accounts could each access user data. And so they just spread out, they went through Reddit and handed out all of these admin accounts to a bunch of people, and they basically crowdsourced the download of all of this data. So it came out to be a lot of data.
70 terabytes, of videos and photos.
Yeah, because
videos,
N-words.
And they also failed. Yeah, possibly. Quite possibly. They failed to. So the Parler account from what I read, in order to enable certain features like direct messaging and things like that, it makes you dox more and more of yourself, you know, in theory to. So in order to get DMs, I think you had to literally upload a picture of front and back of your state ID.
No fucking way.
I thought it was just to be a verified user. So you might be right. Fuck it. I don't know.
No. You had to upload your state ID.
In order to
DM. That's fucking retarded.
That
is
insane. Dude. If you did that.
Why would anyone do that?
No.
I know. It's insane.
Look at it this way. All right. The purpose of this doxing wasn't for like monetary gain. It's not like they're gonna, hold their crypto wallets hostage or anything. It is to like unapologetically show to their employers, show to their communities, like basically, that these people support Trump and these people use bad language and these people are not fit to be part of society, not fit to be part of. You know, the local economy, not fit to own a house, not fit to raise their children, and so on and so forth. Right. So let's say generously, this affects 10% of the population. Like,
well, I don't think it would affect 10%
it was 12 million accounts that
was
were
was it really?
Compromised.
So how the fuck did they get 12 million people to register to that?
I don't know.
Christ
Holy
almighty.
Shit.
Man, that's
wow.
And then you also
that's
have to factor in how many
shit.
People migrated over to Parler
yeah.
once Trump
4 million
lost.
Were active. Yeah. Dude, right. And the thing is, like, if you were dumb Jeez. Enough to upload your fucking driver's license, you deserve what's going to come to you, man. I mean, God knows how many people was going to get fired or worse.
Yeah, fired or just blown up. But like even their local news stations are starting to get on it now.
Oh, dude, they've been absolutely hammering people on my local news stations.
Dude.
Not necessarily
like this person
for
showed
sure,
up
for
to the
Trump
protest.
Yes,
not
exactly.
Even like went into the Capitol, just showed up to the
protest.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
Yep, exactly.
That is the most alarming thing possible that I've seen.
It's great.
Is that
I fucking
they're starting
love it.
To fuse the people who went in the building with the people who were not in the building. That's now just one group again.
They
so,
have no idea what they're doing, and it's great.
No
dude,
clue at
the
all.
The whole no-fly list thing, too, is complete garbage, man.
Nuts.
And it's funny. The left used to be against no-fly lists, and now they're praving it.
Crazy.
This ain't the left. This isn't
it's
the left.
Fucking
this is,
amazing.
I don't know what the fuck this thing is.
I don't know either.
Fascist fucking...
No, it's bonkers. But to go back to real quick to the Parler thing... one more thing that I wanted to add is that apparently they don't have an auto strip of metadata of all the pictures that got uploaded or video. So you can see when and where the pictures were taken.
Dude,
so I mean,
latitude
you literally
and longitude.
Yep.
Dude.
Every
they know where
you
fucking live.
Holy shit, dude. That's
insane. You potentially have a situation where 5 million people who have incorrect political thoughts have both outed themselves and have outed their identity and their address and when and where they took pictures, possibly inside their own home. That's fucking
crazy.
Yeah,
for real. Christ.
Dude, they're really backing people into a corner with this shit, man. Look, like, you take enough people's jobs and privacy.
This was bound to happen.
We're gonna get another killdozer.
Two dozen Marvin Heemeyers.
Yes!
Yeah, exactly.
Here's my
glorification of the snitch
my
in
thing,
America,
is like,
dude. It's really taking its toll.
It's disgusting. Yeah, it really is.
There's always that metaphor of the boiling frog, and I wonder if they're going to get out too far over their skis and move
fast.
Like,
where
it's like, whoa, we thought we had the political capital to take this step, but maybe we didn't, because it's starting to get really insane really quick.
I can't wait to have to apologize to right-wingers for everything I've said calling them pussies. I can't wait to have to make that apology.
Nobody has the political capital to deal with one guy with a gun who has nothing to lose.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Now you have 5 million guys with, like, we'll see what happens in the next couple months. But, like, it might be a trickle. It might be a fucking tidal wave of just doxing, people getting fired, people losing their families, their loved ones, their jobs, their homes.
Yeah.
People just pushing
people
them into a corner, man.
These
people
houses.
Are going
to
get rabid. Like, it's been pretty bad with these lockdowns.
Oh,
dude,
so
now
good.
You're just, like, putting
many,
a gun to their head.
I was going to say.
You're
it's
threatening
amazing.
Their family's livelihood, you know?
So now, they don't know.
It's the culmination
of
everything they wanted.
They don't get it.
Yeah.
They think, oh, it's only parlor. Like, how many people could it possibly be? Well,
like, this
those
is
people
like
have
blowback.
Friends.
Like,
yeah.
Real blowback, man. Like, this is really leading to, like, think about it this way. There was blowback in other countries because of what they did in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're doing it here. Yeah, not Anna. And they're doing it here.
Right.
And there's going to be more blowback.
Patriot Act 2.0.
Getting somebody fired, it will be the equivalent of drone
strike. We're
going to
have the counter-terrorists. The war against terror is here now. That's what it feels like. And I don't know. It's all on the internet now, dude.
For every radical right-winger you get fired, their brothers, their cousins, their fucking, their friends, you're going to create 5 more right-wingers, just like you would in, like, Yemen when you fucking bomb a funeral.
You know, there is, on the bright side,
amazing.
Though, now that I think about it, like, astute businessmen, maybe such as ourselves, will have a database to background check everybody, so we can only hire, people who've said the N-word. We can counter.
Well, I do think
counterbalance. Let me run a background check on you real quick.
Yeah.
All right, you're in.
I do think that
I have a high score.
That sort of idea of too much too fast is real, because you're going to end up doxing and outing a full 30 million people or something like that, and that's enough people to run their own economy. It's like,
I just recently for the first time put my face up on, like, a podcast I was in where I, talk how I normally talk, and, like, I'm at the point now where, like, I wish a motherfucker would.
Didn't you put your face as your
I mean, you're now
thumbnail
you're in.
On your new podcast?
Well, yeah, kind of, but you can't really, like, do anything with that.
Yeah, it's not very, you
and
can't
that
recreate
was like,
it.
That was
yeah.
like a fucking, going 4 months without a haircut. I wanted to look as homeless as possible.
There you go.
Now I'm all, like, clean cut.
Oh, boy. I don't like that, actually. I don't like the idea of you being clean cut at all. Not a fan of that.
Trim the beard. Fucking trim the hair.
Dude.
Skin the sides.
Yeah.
Yep. For guys who can't grow body hair.
I don't know.
No. Like chest hair and shit like that? That's what guys with beards are for.
Oh, my God, Davey.
I don't know. I grow a lot of body hair, dude.
You only take issue with this for a reason.
What's my reason?
Oh, no. Derek, are you a little
fucking smooth
clean
skin?
Cut?
Derek,
smooth skin.
Dude, I have the body hair of a Chinese man. I have no body hair whatsoever.
Exactly.
It's very
dude,
smooth.
When we get invaded, clean. I'm right there, man. I've already started learning Chinese. I'm going to be right there.
Uh-huh. Okay, okay. And you can use the Face App program. You
that's
can
right. We've been
yourself,
learning Chinese on our show.
In. Oh, that's good. I like
I'm
that.
We're teaching our listeners, dude. We're gonna be prepared. We're going to survive.
That's right.
Hell yeah. Well, nice.
Good. Hope so.
That'll
dude, I am down with the Chinese.
I'm waiting for it, man. I'm waiting for it. I don't know. This
guys.
Is man, I didn't know all that about WordPress, dude.
Oh, really? What?
Oh, dude, yeah. Well, I mean, it's not about WordPress specifically. I think it was their ill use of WordPress.
Oh, yeah. The whole dude, their ill use of everything. They didn't strip the EXIF data from
everything.
The pictures
of literally
what
everything.
The fuck? Like Twitter does, Facebook does, like any big social media, you're just a retard. Like, you guys are dumb. Are you, like,
insane.
You put everybody's data at risk. You didn't encrypt the driver's license photos. You didn't encrypt people's...
Oh, that's right. They didn't encrypt anything
either. They didn't encrypt shit, dude. Just the passwords, I guess.
Wow.
I mean, what the fuck, man?
Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, it was monumental. It almost makes me think that it was not a honeypot because of how fucking insane it was.
Stupid,
like,
it
almost looks
well,
like
yeah.
it was a
Don't
bunch
attribute
of,
to malice what you can attribute
like,
to stupidity.
It was so inept that it was like, it almost had to be
but it's like,
cons or something
it's
like that. Like,
the, wow. Okay, so yeah, what I read yeah, was absolutely. That the hack happened like right before Amazon pulled the plug on the Parlor servers.
Right, and that's... And that's like something we were discussing in the chat, yeah. which is like so. Very, yeah, you're right. And that would lead you to think
like,
that there was
the
possibly
fuck?
Some nefarious activity there.
It's yeah. Like, yeah
I
go.
Mean, it's functionally the same. Bonkers, it functionally man. Doesn't matter, but yeah, it was just so
no,
fucking
great.
Inept. Crazy, man.
This is just going to happen more and more with more shit, I think, right? Like as old technologies and like shitty technologies
yeah.
just start to fall apart.
What they don't realize is that they can get away with doxing like probably 10
yeah.
people a day. And like eh,
yeah.
people would grumble when you if they end up dropping like the identities
yeah.
of like
oh,
5 million people in one fucking like you know data drop, like it'll be absolutely
strength
amazing.
Oh yeah,
so
because
good.
they'll gang together, strength in numbers
yeah.
type deal, and yep. you know it'll probably be
absolutely.
Honestly a good thing functionally overall like in the end.
There's some rumors that there's going to be an event on January 17th, another one of these, one of those
Good.
Events.
Dude,
I've been seeing that kicking around. Yeah, been seeing that kicking around on the old 4chan, several different places, several different people
the
posted
old
about
4chan.
It. So we'll see.
And something about Trump is going to be make a new government and whatever.
Something. Man, with 30 million people all very committed to not giving a shit whether or not they've been doxxed, you might be able to. You might just be able to. Man,
mm-hmm.
that is fucking
like, what
crazy.
Are we now? Are we fucking China
it is.
Now? We're China. Like, this is
yeah.
this
yeah.
like a
yeah.
slow transition.
You know, I've been coming to the conclusion that we've always been China. Like, we've been doing the thing we say China's doing now for much longer is actually what I've come
we
to
have
the conclusion
not yet
of.
Kidnapped Elon
yeah.
Musk or what's shit now I'm drawing a blank the guy who that owns Amazon
oh,
Jack Ma
who,
how China
Jack
fucking
Ma?
Took
Bezos.
No Jack Ma's Alibaba
yeah.
what the fuck
Alibaba.
Is going on
Alibaba
dude there's so much weird stuff we're never gonna get to everything
dude,
weird that's happened
did
in
you
the
ever,
past week
did you well here's an interesting thing did you read the transcript cause I there's apparently a transcript of what he said at his last
oh,
meeting
shit.
And like they got there's parts of it and it's very mild. It's like, we might have to lessen up on some regulations. The CCP is doing, like, you know, too much regulation. And, like, they kidnapped the dude or something. Or he had to go into hiding because of that.
I have a
that.
Theory. As
that
to
is kind of crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. You notice how he's he looks like a potato man? His head kind of looks like a Lego character?
He is a
his truly
head
hideous
is very
man. Very
squished,
unfortunate.
Very
I think he's inbred.
Head. Yes.
I think maybe he's like
really?
Part of like the Xing Dynasty or something. They've like been breeding him for
oh,
a long time,
trying to,
like trying to keep the royal bloodline alive. And I think they took him, and now there's no one alive. So they have to clone him, make a female Jack Ma, a Jack Mom. Mm-hmm. I don't know, and then
Jack,
make
Jack,
and then
Jack
from
Pa.
Them two have another kid from his own clone to continue the bloodline. So I think he's just
so
being cloned right
so,
now, kind of
oh,
like Kim
wow.
Jong-un was.
You're saying that. Jack Ma possesses the mandate of heaven. Is that what you're trying
yes,
to say?
Yes, but it's really weird how the MSM, they don't talk about this. I have not heard this from anybody, really. Like, dude, if Bill Gates disappeared, like, today, I mean, I don't know. You would hear about it. It would be, like, the number one thing on the news tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
That Bill Gates disappeared?
Yeah.
Well, and then unless
like
it has something
missing.
To do with him getting caught doing something, in which case it certainly wouldn't be covered at all.
I mean,
in any case.
Joe Biden was disappeared for like weeks at a time and nobody even said anything.
Well, Trump is currently being disappeared, right? I mean, nobody's seen him in
he's
like,
writing
kind
up
of a
that,
while.
He's writing up those documents.
Oh, dude, he's already dead. That
state.
Fucking video,
right.
that
yeah.
deep
yeah,
fake, he's
dude,
already dead, dude.
I think so.
That,
there's
a meme. There's a meme going around and it was that on the girl from TikTok who was... I don't know if she was autistic or whatnot. She had red hair. She had her hands
oh my
shaking.
God, yeah.
And it was like girls with autism.
yeah.
And then the next thing was guys with autism. And it was that breakdown of the footage of Donald Trump with
pretending
the face
to be
over his face. It was really wild, man.
Hashtag my president.
That was the craziest shit so far.
Oh,
that was
man.
The craziest shit so far is that somebody took that image, put a different face over it, and it was like, look, they can do this.
yeah.
Which they can. I guess they can.
Yeah,
man.
I didn't know it was gonna. I didn't know that the technology was here, but I kind of believe it, man. Like I've seen some breakdowns of that deepfake Trump video, and it seems seems pretty wild. Suspicious.
Man, I think everybody knows what I have in the works as far as AI goes. I'll tell you after the show if you don't. But so I have that in the works, and then I have been recently experimenting with FaceApp, like having a great time, like putting people's faces on other people's faces. And you can do it with video. And this is a home program on your phone, and it takes 6 seconds to put your face on someone else in a video.
Oh yeah.
It probably is. They're analyzing the facial data for the
recognition software. Don't put my face in that ever again. Yeah, which is How dare you?
Listen, I'll tell you.
You gave it to me. No. The Chinese, you gave me your face.
The Chinese apps rule, though.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, that's TikTok fucking rocks.
And by the way, by the time the Great Reset hits, you're going to want to be on that side, my friend.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody should be learning Chinese 30 minutes a day. It should be part of your daily routine. Just do it maybe while you're brushing your teeth.
I completely agree with you.
Because that kind of is what it sounds like anyway. So you're kind of hitting two birds with one stone.
All right. Take it easy, you. Yeah, that's true.
That works.
Man.
Dude, I'm not going to have any teeth left if I keep smoking this rock.
We'll find out.
I mean, I can't lie. I have an excellent dental plan. I'm sure that
wooden teeth
I can get
and
it fixed.
Shit. Is that what you're going to go for next, maybe?
The George Washington Blue Shield dental plan.
We got some cops.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
Ah, shit, they're outside of the friggin' studio.
What the fuck?
Is this gonna be a problem? Here? Hey, Davey, get the gun.
This is probably for somebody else's
just,
unit.
Aaron.
Are you sure? I mean, you're literally smoking crack right now.
Maybe.
Just get the pistol, Aaron. Just be careful with this. Oh, boy.
Dude, maybe they found my parlor.
Oh, God, did they stop outside of the building?
This is the Tiny Dick Police.
Oh, God,
we know that
Aaron.
You're in there, Aaron.
Oh,
your small dick energy to this location. Come out now with your penis up.
Oh, fuck, dude. Dude, you're fucked.
All right.
Alan, you are under arrest for being a man with a very small penis. Where did I put my blue chip? Please, pull your pants down to your ankles and
Alan,
shimmy
go out
there
and
nice and slow so that we
get
can...
Get out there,
Aaron. Don't start shooting. Don't start shooting, Aaron. Just go...
Should I swallow all my crack?
Yeah, probably. You need and it. Ours. Just, here, take mine,
well,
too. Yeah.
Do you think they really give a shit about the crack?
I don't want to take that shit. Give me that shit.
Just go shimmy. I know these just go shimmy.
Guys. Hey, guys, it's Derek and Davey. You know, we supply all the big dick energy for the Libertarian Friendship Simulator. Aaron's with us, so why don't you go, you know, suck on some dicks your own size or something?
Oh, the Libertarian Friendship Simulator? Oh, I love that show. All right, well then, sorry to bother you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful night.
Yeah.
Nice PB. It's like a PBA card
dick.
For
yeah,
a tiny
get out
dick.
Here, you know, suck
awesome.
On some fucking, some other guy's dick.
Man,
I gotta go throw up all this crack,
dude. That was almost
you could do that. Or you could just
you guys have weird cops here in New York. Is that like an endemic problem?
It sure is. It sure is. Yeah.
And ooh, why that did you guys really choose hard. New York out of all places to be?
I lived 10 minutes away.
I fucking hate this
and
place.
I convinced them to come here. So,
but why?
Because I had the studio.
We're still asking that every day.
We had to drive. Yeah, what? What part of why are you asking specifically? That would be really what I
mean. Why to all of it, really?
Yeah, well, things happen when you start smoking crack. Wait, we only did that after the union. Oh, yeah, the union, and then we hit a road toad. Yep. And we still, by the way, Carr, you know, they sent us a second letter that I still haven't opened, the New Jersey Parks Department. Still haven't opened
that
letter.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, two weeks ago.
I don't think
it.
We should, though.
Open it? Yeah, because if we don't open it, we can say we don't know, right?
Right.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's
I gotta lower my heart rate. That was a close call.
That was a close call.
You can pull your pants up too, by the way.
Man.
Oh, man.
Hey,
it's so
weird. Davey, I actually have something here. So you sent this to me earlier, and I put them up on the bulletin board. Apparently, you guys on your show that's got 17 different names, you do a little grab bag questionnaire. So I put a couple of questions up on the little cork board here.
Oh, how nice.
You want to go and tackle some of these?
Oh, okay, yeah. Sure. We do a little mailbag on our show. That's nice that you were able to find that. How'd you
well,
get
you
those?
Sent me the metadata. You sent me the data. You sent me the data, and I printed it out at Staples. Staples is only 5 cents a sheet, dude. It's still pretty good. So we got a bunch of questions.
You can definitely still afford.
You could have just handwritten them.
Yeah.
I had to go to Kinko's.
Well, the
you
Kinko's
know.
Was closed due to the pandemic, right, but the Staples was open.
Aaron supplied all the ink.
Hey, Carr, I'm going to fill up this puke bucket real quick. You want to help me pick out some rocks?
Yeah, you go do that.
Oh, Davey, sure. Go. I'll come over.
Well, Davey, why don't you go and pick out your first question? Go pick out your first question, Derek. And
yeah, be a good sport.
Somebody, go get those questions.
Go get the questions.
All right.
Yeah, go pick one out.
Yeah, see what let's we got. See.
See, this is good. We never did a grab bag on our show.
I never read on our disgusting. Podcast. Davey's the designated reader of the podcast because he reads out loud like a toddler. So it's funny. It's funnier whenever he reads. So we need to let Davey read everything.
Jesus Christ.
We actually have three strong readers on this show, so that's never been an issue.
Oh, well.
You good there? You good?
The thing is, no one knows what I sound like when I read, and I will never read out loud. I just want to bully Davey about it.
You better brush your teeth before you sit back down at that...
Yeah,
table.
All right, I'm good. I think,
Jesus Christ, dude.
I think I got
go
it
brush
all
your teeth. Go brush your teeth, please.
Looks like it, I hope.
Please brush your teeth.
It looks like a fucking... Is that like a lump?
That is disgusting.
If you're wondering why it's blue, it's because I swallowed a lot of blue chew, too.
Dude.
Get out of here.
Did you guys get blue chew to sponsor you?
Did you have some insider info on the cops?
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I just swallowed a bunch of rocks and blue chew. Because, you know, if I had to fucking draw, I want it looking good.
True.
As good as it can, really.
It gives you an extra hang, you know?
Speaking of which, Blue Chew code, promo code 15.
Oh my god.
Just type that into bluechew.com and get 15% off.
Jesus. 1 hour and 12 seconds I write on my little sheet.
Hell yeah, dude.
Jesus. God, all right. Somebody go get a question before I start slinging all the words out. Come on, go get a question.
All right. You got it, Davey?
You fucking idiots.
God damn it, that was pretty fucking great.
It was pretty great. It was. Now, don't also, listeners, don't put that promo code in. It's not going to yield anything.
You
can try.
You don't know that.
Dude, imagine all the...
Dude, what if it did? What if it gave you 50% off?
50%.
Dude, all the people who work at the administrative building of wherever Blue Chew is, and they're like, they're looking and going, why are people all inserting this code into the promo section? There's like dozens of people.
They'll send you
people.
An email immediately. Bro, you just got a lifetime supply free. You don't even need to check up with your
doctor.
You're
going to need it.
Dude, you guys know Blue Chew sent us a sample pack?
Oh, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that work?
Like a year...
Dude, I have a subscription.
What episode was that,
Davey?
Had to be like, it was like episode 10. Like, we were brand fucking new.
Yeah,
like two months into
early,
recording.
I was like being way too ambitious. It was like, come on, guys. You guys want to sponsor us and shit? They're like, no. But we will send you some drugs.
Wow. So hold on. Wait a minute. All you got to do is say, we have a podcast. Do you want to sponsor
just
us?
Ask.
And they'll say, no, but have some free dick pills?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Like, as a sorry... That your
dude,
dick isn't
you
big
used
enough
it?
Yet.
Do me a favor.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it's amazing.
Hey,
it
Carr.
Does
yeah, we used it.
Carr,
yeah.
Do me a massive favor right now, Carr. Just find out wherever they email Blue Chew. Just type up a quick email. Let's see if we can get this going because I think we could do an episode on our Blue Chew experiences.
That's the
would
drug. That's the drug. That's our drug that we
just
recorded.
Like have it mailed to.
Oh, that's the one.
Take the Blue Chew. Just have hard dicks while you record.
No,
hell
we
yeah.
Can't do that. We would have to stop.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like a paradox.
That's true. Wait a minute. Hold on. See, this is the
we'll
paradox
see who
here.
We'll has to cut out, like,
oh, I
first and last.
Blue is the least horny on the scale, and yet it's called Blue Chew, and we would be in the red. So I do want to experiment with that. I wonder if that would be any... It should be called Red Chew, but it's not. And so, you know, we'll see. Go get that email.
But if it has red food
chew.
Coloring in it, then it's going to shrink your dick and I'll make it grow.
Blue
right.
Chew.
Yeah, probably so.
The blue
promotion email.
Yeah, blue food coloring makes your dick actually grow.
Free Blue Chew trial and coupon. Oh, we could get a Blue Chew trial. Oh, man.
Oh, get a little coupon.
Oh.
But I think they still have... You have to do like a prescription.
Dude, I can just mail you some. I really
listen
don't get
to
talk
to a
much.
Doctor,
I can just
though.
Fucking mail
listen
you
to
some.
This. Right now, if
but
you,
the doctor's whole job is to check a fucking box.
We're aggravated.
If you go on, if you go on Blue Chew's website right now, current top promo code, free month, and you get a free month of Blue Chew right now, courtesy of TL. Yeah,
are you doing
right
a fucking
there.
Ad read?
Ad read
for
something that's
not
giving you money.
No, no, we're not even
if
getting
you
paid.
Google,
send them this clip.
If you Google bluechew.com/promo code/, you can get a free month, and I'm about to sign up for it while one of you guys goes and gets the fucking questions.
All right, fine. All right, Ray Piss asks, is rap the most libertarian music genre?
Rap.
They promote illegal firearm use, drug distribution, and they say fuck the police.
Yeah, but they used to, not anymore.
Yeah, but so does a lot of metal, right? A lot of metal is about like fuck you,
no,
and maybe like
metal.
Punk too.
Metal is a completely sold out genre, dude.
Dude, punk is cucked.
Yeah,
as fuck
so, so is punk.
Yeah,
totally
fuck
cucked.
You got. I mean, fuck yeah. So is a lot of rap too.
Yeah, yeah, most of it, most of it.
You're right.
Dead Kennedys retweeting the FBI.
Oh my fucking god,
dude.
That is gay
what?
As fuck.
That was insane. That's I couldn't even believe
ridiculous.
That. I didn't even. I mean, evidently, didn't they have a long history of this? Like, didn't they support like Republican politicians for a while? Someone told me, like, that's old news. You don't even fucking like punk. You don't even fucking keep up with the scene. It's like, I don't fucking know. It's just on, it's like
yeah,
on
right,
the Drudge Report, so fuck
yeah.
you.
I'm not autistic.
If you had kept up, you'd know that the Dead Kennedys are, like, firm conservatives now.
That's so awful. I'm going to... is it the most libertarian... Is that the question? That it was the most libertarian
yeah,
genre?
Yeah, is it the most libertarian genre?
Does, I don't
rap
know, man.
Music.
I fucking listen to Vaporwave unironically. What the fuck do I know about music? I don't
see,
know.
That's the most agorist.
What the fuck Vaporwave is.
Yeah, actually.
Because
yeah,
that's
yeah.
just made by a bunch of guys with like a ripped up copy of fucking Fruity Loops and a
that's
bunch
right.
of free samples that they got off the internet.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, no one's profiting off of that. So
that's
got to be agorist right
it's
there.
It's
got to
be pretty agorist. Fair enough. That's true.
Agorism is anti profit.
It's pro. It's
no,
pro.
It's
pro stuffing your face full of cheeseburgers, which we already talked about. We're not allowed
you know
to do.
What?
Yeah,
yeah, that too.
I always thought I hated agorists, but now
you
I know
why.
I call them faggots.
Faggorists. Oh man. Okay. So the answer is there is no genre of music that you can listen to on YouTube which is the most libertarian. That's all I am gonna say.
On YouTube,
yeah. yeah you have to go to Parlor for your most.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, there we
all
go.
Right, next question.
All right, let's I like
see.
That.
I think you have to go back about 30 years to find anything remotely
I completely agree. Mm.
Maybe.
Rush.
Hold
oh
on
my
now.
God.
So wait a minute. I'm
can we close the episode with
Rush is the most
what is it called? ANCAP
band.
Grind?
Oh.
By Philosopher, dude. Do you remember that shit?
Mises Wave.
Holy fucking
Mises
shit,
Wave.
Dude.
Mises Core.
Dude, who, I don't know. So Neocon Remover, Bert, what he did was, there was that infamous, what the fuck is his name? Bernie Sanders. There was a Bernie Sanders filibuster that was 8 hours long and someone put a lo-fi beat under it. So Bert responded to it with a Hans, and he made his own Hans Hermann Hoppe with a speech and he put a lo-fi beat under
oh,
it.
Yes.
And it really,
okay,
it, and it rips. It's fantastic.
Honestly, yes, it slaps.
It's really slaps. It's so good. I
don't know if he, well... I don't know if he wants us talking about that. Maybe.
I'll ask him after the end of it, but I'm kind of sure he does because he's put it on his own profile many times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He told me. Well, whatever.
So
I'm
let me
a little notey poo here.
I'll make a little note about that, and we'll see. And if so, I'm gonna put it in the description if that is the case.
Fuck yeah.
Also,
dude, Bert rocks so hard.
He is one of the best people who's ever been on Twitter, ever, probably
yeah.
in the history of that
Agreed.
Website, without question. Hold on, I have a serious question here. Medical mm-hmm. profile, here's the question. Are you a male and seeking treatment for improved sexual activity? Those are two different questions, but I'm only allowed to answer yes
right.
or no.
Yeah,
once.
Yeah, that's not a real choice.
I'm going to put yes.
Because
that's
they
weird.
Don't believe in made-up genders.
Really strange.
I guess they just assumed it. This place is base. They're just like, hey, bro, you got a dick?
You got a dick?
You looking to fuck, bro?
You trying to use it?
You want to get
fuck?
Some pussy, bro?
Do you want to fuck Mo Betta?
So hold on. Reasons for chewing blue chew for your treatment. I want to avoid taking pills. Isn't this a pill?
No, it's a chewable.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's
it's a fucking
really
chewable.
Seems
it's
like
it's called blue chew.
We really
it's
seem
like
we're stretching it here. I
it
prefer,
tastes like a Flintstones vitamin, though. It's not
it,
very
I
good.
I prefer medications that
yeah,
don't
no.
require water to take. It's the most bizarre option, and I'm picking that specifically.
Dude, you'll want to drink water
Jesus.
After.
Do you want to fucking
yeah, just
some
fill it out
whiskey.
So you seem like the healthiest male.
Are you currently taking any medications for ED? No, I am not. And can you walk 1 mile on a flat surface for 20 minutes? You better believe I can.
Wow. Just making sure you're not a fat ass. Look, if we're going to give you this drug that's going to make you want
to
fuck.
Listen to this.
We want to make sure
Guys.
That you're not going to procreate.
They're gonna send you sildenafil. Which used to be a blood
oh, yeah,
pressure
yes.
medication with the side effect of giving
yeah,
you a boner.
Real?
And then they realized that, oh, this gives you a boner.
Yes.
We can market this. Yeah, exactly. That's
mm-hmm.
how Viagra came
yeah.
to
yeah.
be.
Because you can buy over-the-counter sildenafil right now. I've already done that. I mean, so hold on. how long does it take for you to climb up two flights of stairs? First of all, indeterminate distance, guys. What is a flight of stairs? Second of
all,
I'm going to say fast because I usually take two steps up a stair at one time.
You're a two-stepper.
Yeah,
yeah, dude.
Yeah. Dude, I'm 5 foot. That's key. I'm 5'6", dude. I can't go at the speed that a 6 foot tall person can go, so I got to do two steps just to keep up.
I'm in my early 20s. I could fucking take
they're
two steps.
I'm just trying to weed out any of the guys who say like 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be like a cutoff where they're just like, no way.
I get to the landing and I have to catch my breath.
Dude, just put in like 10 seconds. Like, try to show off with everything that they ask you.
Ten seconds.
I can climb the top of the stairs in 10 seconds.
You're going to have a video conference with a doctor, too.
Are you serious? I have to talk to a doctor about this?
I'm not kidding. Bert, you do.
You need to take the video conference. You need to take the meeting in the stairwell and be sprinting upstairs on the video meeting.
Look how fast I can go.
You have the AirPods in your ears and you're sweating.
Are you going to ask the question?
You want to see how fast I can go up these stairs? And I rip my pants off and rock hard.
No. You can't have a hard dick. You'd be like, see how soft my dick is?
No.
I need pills.
No, because then he's... No.
You're like flipping it around.
No,
for him.
See, Davey, you don't understand the moose mindset. He has to look at my dick.
Yeah.
He has to.
Yeah.
He's got to look at it. And so he's going to see that it's hard. Oh.
Like, I insist, doctor.
Yeah.
I
mean, doctor, you don't understand. I can get hard,
if you want that,
but I can't get
hard
enough.
If you want that to take, like, 2 seconds, if you want that meeting to take, like, 2 seconds, just tell them that you were prescribed Viagra, like, a year ago.
Yeah, they can't confirm that.
Okay, I'll commit a...
And then they'll be like, and then they'll log off, and then you'll get it.
Okay. Nice. Are you currently taking any nitrate medication?
That's actually how you get an Adderall prescription, too.
Really? I had Adderall a year ago?
Yeah, just tell your doctor that. They don't fucking know. They don't confirm that shit.
I'm about to get some Adderall.
That is good to know.
Yeah, fun.
Have you ever been told you are not healthy enough to have sexual intercourse? Yeah, and it didn't stop me.
Yeah,
and it certainly
fuck, dude.
Certainly ain't stopping me now.
I took a 1600 milligram edible and I still fucking got it up.
The girl's just like, I don't know, you don't look healthy enough.
Man,
by my partner directly after.
Sex on an 800 milligram edible is like going to a foreign country. It's really a bizarre occasion.
Bonjour. So it's
really a bizarre
occasion. What people do want to have sex on purpose.
That's wild. Are you taking any medications, vitamins, or supplements? I'm not a pussy. I don't take any of those things. What are you talking about?
Flintstones vitamins.
This is crazy. All right, next question. I'm going to be doing this
sour
test.
Sour gummies?
Next question.
All right. So Midget asks, what's the most libertarian country?
That was the little mini mailbag, a bunch of fucking doctor questions.
Yeah, dude.
What is the most libertarian country? Sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? A little
Wouldn't
bit.
It be Liberland or whatever?
Liberland, obviously.
They don't even
have any inhabitants.
Liechtenstein.
Somalia. Liechtenstein. Somalia. Somaliland. Somaliland.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. No one gives a shit about
Eritrea.
Listen. Midget doesn't give us money. No one gives a fuck what he asks.
There's like fucking no one there.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a libertarian country, just like how there's no such thing as libertarian music.
A plot of land where no one exists.
Don't fangirl on libertarianism like Marxists, where you try and put your own thing into everything else. Don't be like that, please. Don't do that.
If you're going to be a Marxist, just do it.
It's like, oh man, how can we put the dialectic in? No, Lee, stop. Stop it. How can we put libertarian? Stop. Stop it. Just enjoy stuff. Fucking just enjoy stuff.
Just enjoy stuff.
Jesus.
How do you
Christ.
Do that?
Oh my fucking God. Do you think that there is no such concept as a libertarian country?
Yeah, yes, pretty much. I
okay.
would pretty much say
your okay. task is
but,
to make a libertarian
and it's not,
country.
And it's not,
by
right. it's not
but
because
no, it's not a scale to you.
Burning down fucking
there's two,
buildings.
The most libertarian country is the state of Washington, D.C., and the most libertarian place is the Capitol.
Yeah.
Wow. The White House itself.
There are two,
it,
there are two
the
definitions of the
place.
Word libertarian. The first one is a political party in the United States. The second one is a preference towards something. You can't have a country that's a preference towards something.
Oh, good
something.
Point, David. Did he capitalize the L in libertarian country?
He did.
Oh, well, that makes
okay,
it a little
well,
more difficult, in which case
wow.
I simply
so
don't know.
That
yeah,
that
the
question.
Answer to that is, I don't know, go find a, I guess the U.S.
Do you mean a flaming shithole with like nine yeah. groups of people that
yeah.
all hate each other?
Yeah,
oh, that's America.
US. There you go. Boom, we found it.
Dude,
we're
my
the most
phone
libertarian
autocorrects
country.
The word libertarian to have a capital L sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a
fucking
preference
annoying.
Towards. It's not a
and
belief.
And also autocorrects the word black to have
yeah,
a capital B.
That's
like,
I noticed
fuck?
That too, is that now capital
really?
B for black, but still lowercase yes. W for white, if you'll notice.
It's so
just,
weird.
Just saying.
If you'll
it
notice.
Is a little,
I
don't know when that happened.
Careful note.
Anyway, next question. Somebody.
All right. So Cool Hand Gorilla wants to know, what are we Karens about?
Oh, wait. What are we Karen about?
Yeah.
Oh, good question.
No, like, what, as in
like,
the
like I'll always like tell you off about it.
yeah.
Oh shit.
Man.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, you first.
All right, yeah, hit it.
I'm a Karen about females in my timeline with their fucking takes. Like,
yes,
that
are.
Makes me want to fucking like call the cops
yes,
on
are.
Them, get them swatted.
Just in general.
Wait, do you acknowledge women?
when the ones I haven't Uh-oh. Muted yet, yeah.
The ones
the
I have.
The brief window of time.
Yeah.
Between coming across yeah.
There's gotta
be
a bot. There's gotta be like a Chrome script for that,
Aaron,
right?
Aaron, we gotta make sure you're not muting TLE ladies because they're like the most powerful force for building this program. Just
yeah,
so you know.
I don't mute them mostly because I want to do you a favor. I'm doing a favor
yeah,
to
thanks.
You by not muting them.
I appreciate that a lot, to be honest with you.
I don't like whenever people don't put their grocery carts back in the
No, I don't
in
like
the
that
corral.
Either. I don't, but do you, would
actually,
you,
I really get
would
that.
Would you tell
too,
people off
nerves.
About that? Would you really be like, buddy?
No.
What are we animals?
Oh, you know what, though? Actually,
you ever
I got one. If you hold the fucking door for someone and they don't say thank you,
oh, yeah.
I immediately
bothers
say, fuck.
Me. Yeah.
Just like, fuck you.
What the fuck?
Have you
dude?
Ever actually
you
said that to
be,
someone?
Yes,
yeah.
I have.
I believe
I
it.
I have too.
I'm like, dude, why can't you say thank you?
Yeah.
I didn't have to do that.
Fuck you.
God fucking damn.
How do you say it? Do you say it with a hard F?
No, I'm just like, well, fuck you.
I distinctly remember one time I was not in a great mood and I held the door open for some, I don't remember if it was a dude or a lady, but they were old as shit and they did not say thank you. And I said, you're welcome, you cunt. And then I walked off and I really laid it on it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I do that a lot though to me. No, because I'm with you there. Like I will, every time I hold the door open and you don't say thank you, unless you're my buddy and we do this constantly. You will get called a cunt or something like that.
Good.
Just something like that. Every single
knock
time.
Down
cunt
a peg,
just really
dude.
Isn't in my vocabulary like that.
Oh man.
I don't like the,
cunt is a word that people don't expect to hear.
That is true, but I'm just not a fan of using it. It's just not a, I don't
know.
It's
I mean?
Not a word
powerful.
That's worth using in my opinion.
It's got all that stuff in it. It's great. Next. Yeah, hold
it
on, hold on, hold
funny.
On.
You're right.
Car.
That got me thinking that I'm probably a pretty big Karen about those things. I recently it's been mask stuff that were like I'm
yeah.
not very I'm just not a terribly confrontational guy. Like I'd rather just ignore people that I don't like, but like if people
I
start
confrontation
yeah I mean I'm down. Like I will
it's
like,
my
totally
bread and
down.
Butter that's how I
yeah,
make my money.
I ahead, far dude. Prefer to ignore first, but when
you're
people
low key.
Come
you're
up giving me
low
grief
key.
About masks I go off. Like I cannot contain myself.
Yeah.
I love watching yeah. videos yeah. of people freaking yeah. out about wearing masks. Dude, I have some really good ones I could share with you. It's just, it's kind of like watching World Star videos.
Hold on, wait. The people
like,
freaking out are wearing the mask, or the people freaking out are the ones
it's,
not
it's
wearing
maskers
the mask?
Getting mad at other people for either not wearing the mask at all, or not wearing it correctly in their perception, and like
yeah.
having fucking meltdowns,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, the yeah. wearing the mask incorrectly, I have at least once been like, just take it off or put it on. What do you, stop.
It is
like,
irritating to see it
like,
halfway. You're like, just irritating.
I think it's awesome.
Here,
like, no one cares if you don't have it on your face all the way.
Like,
you could have a little
someone
nose
with
action.
It over their mouth is so irritating to me. Just take it off. Like, just take it off because you know it's not doing anything and it isn't doing anything anyway. Just take it off. Or put it on, just do one. I'm very for order, specifically for like things need to either make sense or just like be totally absurd. But like small amounts of stupidity really bother me. Like little things, like just do it the right way. Either
or don't
way.
Do it.
I don't
all.
Care.
Yeah, but
just,
don't you like malicious
no, that
compliance
could be the right
too?
Way.
Sometimes you know.
Yeah, but that's not malicious
like, do it,
compliance.
Do it, but do it wrong.
No. But
that's
not
that's
malicious
cool.
compliance because we talked about that. I love that stuff. That is just people who are too stupid to do it right either way. That really.
Oh, I'm not too stupid, but I'm gonna do it on purpose. I'm just gonna.
Well, then
have
you and
the,
I are gonna. You and I, I'm gonna be
maybe,
like, buddy, take it off or yeah. put it on, and then you'll be like, it's malicious compliance.
What if you just like had it like literally on the back of your head or like on top of your
that's
head, like a
wonderful.
Mask is on your head? Do you think
that's
anybody's
incredible.
Gonna really walk up to you and say, what the fuck?
Yes, no. yes. And where I'm at, people
no.
will literally walk
maybe
up to
you. Maybe where
you
are.
Yeah. Yes.
People just look at you and they probably keep
yeah.
their distance even
yeah.
further. You know.
But yeah.
They're not gonna
that's what they
you.
Should do. You'd think that's what they would do.
Yeah. See.
That's a good one, Carr. Mm. Here we go. All right, fellas. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us on the show. This was really... do you like
really
the seats, the
here,
smells,
man.
All that stuff? Everything good?
Yeah, man. It was fun.
Well, good. I'm glad. So... You guys, do plugs, all plugs.
Oh, the plugs. Okay, well, me and Davey run a show together called the Libertarian Friendship Simulator. It's not inspired by any other libertarian show that's out there. You can find me at Derek is not gay on Twitter. I'm currently suspended, by the way, which really sucks.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So now he's taken over our shared account, and
he seems to do that a lot.
Oh yeah, I changed
the
PFP to mine. I'm just using that.
He seems to do that thing a lot.
Yeah, he really does. You can also, speaking of plugs, I mean, soon maybe one day we'll have butt plugs in our fucking store.
Hey.
Oh yeah, that's true.
We'll see.
That's true.
Hey, Carr, Davey has a supplier. Write that down. Write that one down.
But you can also find me at Davey for Liberty on Twitter. Yeah,
very fair.
I don't actually post much, so. But follow me anyway.
Aaron, do you want to plug anything? Maybe one of the, maybe another word that I have banned.
Sorry. One more. Can I? Let me put. Actually, I'm not gonna ask permission. I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yeah, do it.
Join our fucking Discord because our Discord fucking rules. That's the only place I really.
What
talk
is
about
the name of the Discord?
Libertarian Friendship Simulator.
There you go.
If you go to our Twitter page, you'll find
the
link.
You can find it in our show notes.
At lib, what is it? Yeah, I didn't see what it was. It's at lib friend sim is our Discord page for our podcast. You'll find the Discord link there. Our community is our heart and soul, man. That's the true libertarian friendship right there, baby.
I didn't even know that.
All right, Carr, we're going to go hit some volleyballs outside.
Yeah, hell yeah. We'll poke the ball around a little bit after this. Oh, before we drop off, I want to just let everyone know that all of our email addresses are now active. So Carr@timelineearth.org, Aaron@timelineearth.org, Bird@timelineearth.org, and Paz@timelineearth.org. So if
I'm letting you know right now, I will never check that.
I know. I sent a little.
When are we getting emails?
I sent a little test email to all of you guys just to let me know whenever you guys get it set up.
With a red receipt?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to get that red receipt.
Yep, yeah, I want to see it. So anyway, all right. Thanks, guys, for coming on. And until next week, keep tuning in.
Later.
Squaw!